Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Would you ever stop and fish like on your way home from here?
Sometimes, yeah.
This is wild to me.
It's easy. There are a lot of really nice little lakes you can stop by.
That really pisses me off. I just don't know why. If we have a baby, they're not going to want to run around in 800 square feet. Like, the toys alone will take up most of the house.
You know what's going to happen is, with the narrowness of your house, with the child running back and forth, he's going to wear a track in the floor because there's only one way he can go.
Can you imagine? These toys that are getting bigger and bigger for kids. Even a jumper would take up half my house.
I can't believe that the little kid that I held in my arms is going to college. So congratulations, son. I love you so much.
Thank you so much.
So
love
sweet.
You.
Hey, Robert, the cancer line, you can use it on the ladies. Just, you know, slowly lay it in there.
Well, you see, I actually used that line in college, too, but it wasn't that I was a survivor. I said, I've only got 6 weeks.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. And now, here's Rob.
Hi, Oscar.
Hi. Is there ever one that says, here's Oscar?
Why would we ever need that?
Well, what if it's just me?
I think we'd probably burn the building down.
Probably.
Live from the Podcast Village Good studios answer. In our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., this is The Mike O'Mara Show. The Mike O'Mara Show, or TMOS to our friends, is a worldwide podcast and radio show with a family of listeners who are unrivaled in their love and support for their program now in its second decade. If you are a first-timer, sit back, relax, and prepare to be entertained. And for our longtime friends, thank you for spreading the word every day about TMOS in great places like San Francisco, California, Hatteras, North Carolina, Flagstaff, Arizona, Denby, Wales in the United Kingdom, Austin, Texas, and Lillehammer, Norway. TMOS is on the air and everywhere, so let's get started. How you doing?
Happy Friday.
Oh, it's a good Friday, isn't it? But you know what? If it's Friday, you know what that means.
We should mention that Mike's off.
He's not here?
It's a settle down here. You're just racing to get to the talking head. Mr. Mike O'Mara is taking today off.
He is.
And it's your boys, Oscar and Rob. No big deal.
It's going to be a great show.
Yeah. I'll be gone next Friday. Just letting you know.
Oh, good. So should I cancel the tape that said, here's Oscar?
No, there was never one that says, here's Oscar.
There is actually, I do have it, I believe, from many years ago.
And
I
could construct it. An opening montage for what you just made for yourself?
What do you mean?
Here's Rob.
Well, yeah, but I think I have your name.
What about,
I could do
here's
it.
Here's Rob and Oscar.
It's not, here's Rob and Oscar, because it's just, I'm my voice.
No, the guy.
Right.
Oh, you know, the guy that Mike tried to fire.
Now, don't bring that up again.
The legend himself.
Dude Walker. Yes.
He doesn't say, here's Rob and Oscar.
He doesn't say, here's
Rob.
But on the regular shows, he doesn't say, here's Mike, Oscar, and Rob. He just says, here's Mike.
He does not say Rosker. That is correct.
Mm-hmm. I went to school with a guy named David Rosker.
What about... We switch it up and we say, hey, dude, what about here's Rob and Oscar?
I can make that happen.
I would love to see that. That'd
all right. You'll be more hearing it than seeing
Thank
it.
You.
All right.
Thank you.
Oscar, today's talking head is our youngest talking head ever. Precedent setting. He is 18 years old and has been listening to our show literally his entire life. I can guarantee that. He works at a bustling local pizzeria and he is killing it. He is single. He owns a dog. And today was his last day of high school.
Whoa.
True. He has lived a storied life so far, but truly feels that the best is yet to come. This fall, he starts his college career in Morgantown, West Virginia, as a WVU Mountaineer. His hobbies include video gaming, working out, basketball, and being a 6'4" tower of power. Intrigued?
I'm intrigued.
You should be. Ladies and gentlemen, say hi to Robert W. Spiewak III.
Hello.
You want to turn your video on, buddy?
Oh, yeah. Wait, hold on.
There he is.
Oh, hello.
There
he is. Yay!
Yeah.
Woo!
Now, I have to say, this was Oscar's idea, and I think it works out really great. Today was your last day of high school, buddy, right?
Yeah, it was.
And as a my oldest son,
I don't even recognize him.
My youngest child, but oldest son, and bearer of the proud name of Spiewak, I must say to you, congratulations! I'm so pleased that the name lives on.
Thank you.
What hat is that?
It's a West Virginia hat.
Oh, nice!
I'm having a bad hair day, so I thought this worked well.
You declared congratulations. I don't want to call you Little Robert. You're Robert. Right?
I am.
Are you getting a call? What's going on here?
Turn off your notifications, buddy.
No way. This guy. You know what it is? It's probably his friends being like, I can't believe you're on the Mike O'Mara show.
That's exactly what it is.
They're blowing up. Listen.
But also, it's a big day, last day of school. I'm sure there's a lot of social activities brewing, and you're probably getting thousands of texts and offers of things to do. How are you going to spend your party evening?
I'm going to go to Fireworks Pizza and answer some phones.
So you're going to be partying with Barbara and Chuck Moody tonight.
Yeah, pretty much.
Safety first.
Always.
You could have called out. I'm happy that you have this responsibility, Chip. You could have totally called out.
Yeah. Well, I called out the next couple of weekends, so I thought this weekend.
Never mind, just like his dad. Yeah. I'm gonna work tonight, but then I won't work for the next 3 weekends.
Say what you will, Oscar. Yeah. When do I ever call out?
You never call out.
Exactly. So it's really easy.
But it always comes up Spiewak.
Well, no, that's definitely a Kerry Spiewak move. I don't know that I feel quite so good today. I think I might stay home. So how was school today, son? Last day after
good.
4 years at Tuscarora.
Let your son talk, please.
I actually went into school today, which I haven't done all year because I was virtual learning, but a lot of the seniors went in to get like yearbooks, say goodbye to teachers, say what's up to everybody. So I did that, and then I got some lunch. So it was a pretty normal day.
How's the yearbook look this year? Did you get your yearbook today?
I did. It looks great.
Are you mentioned? Do you have like extra pictures in it or just your senior portrait?
No, there's like other pictures of me. There's like some stuff from like homecoming and from basketball. And
this is actually like intriguing, Robert, where in a world of a pandemic, where are all the candid shots if everybody's at home?
That's a great question. You got to ask for the candid picture, just not like one of these.
So well did people submit a lot of pictures to the yearbook? Because I can't imagine the yearbook staff was out covering events.
Yeah, so I believe, I actually haven't looked through it yet, but I believe that like the first half of it is like stuff people sent in. So like there's like spreads on like people's like where they're doing school or like staycations, stuff like that. Like what people were doing.
Human interest.
I submitted a few pictures, not many, so let me know if I'm in it.
I'm not sure any of them got in.
So. Darn it. My big year would have been last year when I was still calling the football games, and I still didn't make it.
Yeah.
How do you manage on your end to navigate this world of Zoom learning into a world of being on campus? Are you nervous at all? Do you consider it just, hey, this is my next rite of passage?
I'm not really nervous. I'm more like excited. It is going to be weird going from, you know, my last year of high school, just all online, to just jumping straight back into everything being normal again. I think I'll handle it fine. Like everything, lucky for me, where my dorm is, it's where a lot of my gen ed classes and like my major related classes are. So I'm in a good area.
Tell us about your major that you've already, I mean, you're not locked into it obviously, cause you're just a starting freshman, but what is your course right now? What are your plans?
As of right now, I'm majoring in kinesiology cause I want to try and do
movement
PT when I'm older. Ideally, I want to work for like a sports team or something. Do PT.
So not a podcaster.
No.
Okay. Well, yeah. You know, I was between communications
and
kinesiology too.
You're not a podcaster. You're a broadcaster.
I know. It was simply for the joke.
You know this better than most people do. Robert, let me ask you this. And because I went to WVU and I'm a proud Mountaineer, do you have or has your father discussed with you the pitfalls of being at a large university and away from home?
Surprisingly, he hasn't, but I'm still waiting on the talk, I guess.
Let me give you my version.
I think that Oscar can lay some nice groundwork here, because you know what? He's been in the belly of the beast.
I have.
So please, Oscar, the floor is yours.
There are tons of drugs at WVU, and they will be accessible to you at any moment if you desire to find them. I would take a bite out of crime, just like McGruff has told us, and just say no, if you can, please. Two.
All right.
The girls that can tell you that, or that, I'm sorry, the wonderful young ladies that say they can't get pregnant, they can get pregnant. It's a simple fact. It just happens. Maybe they hadn't happened to them in high school. It'll happen to them in college. And then that's when you know you've got little Robert on the way prior to you needing little Robert on the way.
What if they're really, really old, like in their 80s?
No. It's a misnomer. It's either they'll forget the Nuva ring one day to put it in. And then,
exactly.
Then next thing you know, you've started a family.
We all want a Robert Spiewak IV, just not yet.
Just not yet.
Not yet.
If you find a girl from Fairmont, West Virginia, or Beckley.
Where?
Run.
Beckley,
West Virginia. They're beautiful. They're smoke shows. You can't go wrong. But if you're dating a young lady who has an ex-boyfriend within the state lines, you will eventually see him on campus. He won't be a student. He'll just come find you. And you don't want to deal with that drama.
Percentage-wise, Oscar, how many ex-boyfriends are actually still boyfriends?
It's 50-50. It depends, right?
Right,
depends on what the situation is. Mm. But Fairmont is right across the bridge there. You're like a stone's throw away. It's a town over.
Yeah. Right.
So that bridge is short, and they can drive over it fast. So Fairmont and Beckley, smoke show, beautiful women. Just watch out.
Be very careful, son.
And then, so that's what we got. They can get pregnant. Say no to drugs.
Right, and especially if they're pregnant, don't let them take drugs, because it kills the baby.
Interstate relationships, and then the next guy is this. Money. Don't use your credit card as like willy-nilly, hey, I got this guy's at the bar, because it's easy to get drunk and just say, I got this guy's. That's going to put you in debt as soon as you get out of school, and it's going to piss off your parents.
This is going to be very valuable advice in 3 years when you take your first drink.
Be the cheap kid. If you're the cheap kid, no one's ever going to look at you and say, hey, you got this one. It's embarrassing at first, but then it'll save you so much pain later in life.
You'll hear what they heard 30 years ago. Spiewak, he never pays for anything. You know, that's the same deal. So, yeah, this is all very valid advice from someone who has been there. I think this is great.
Yeah, you'll walk to a bar at the first. This is what's going to blow your skirt up. No pun intended.
Wow.
You'll walk into a bar and it's 18 overnight, and I'm following the rules. You're going to give them the 19-year-old ID, and they're going to say, well, what about if you had $5? And you're like, well, there's no cover for 18. If you give me $5, then you can be 21, and your eyes are going to light up. And you're like, $5 to be 21? Yes, let's do this. I'll take the stamp on my hand.
I would pay $5 to be 21 again.
That's fun, but make sure you're prepared for what comes next, which is 25-cent pitcher night. 25-cent pitcher night, when you get there, you wonder, wow, it's only for an hour. So you're going to pound a ton of beers within the hour. Know what your plan B is. Because if you end up at the chicken wing joint around the corner with no money, you're going to be sad.
Very valid. Do you have anything that relates to education as far as advice?
Oh, I'm sorry. Go to class.
Thank you. Thank you.
Go to class. Even if you're hungover.
Yeah. Freshman year is so tempting to blow stuff off. And if you can get through freshman year, you can do the rest of it. But you got to go to class. This is true.
Sit next to someone smarter than you that takes,
if such a thing is possible,
great notes. Like, God willing, it's a pretty young lady. But if you got to sit next to like a stinky dude or an uggo, do it. Take advantage of the charm you have and the skills you have. Make friends, smarter friends. Mm-hmm. We'll help you study. Because it's kind of awkward when you walk up to them at the midterm and you're like, hey, can we study together? And you don't know them.
Right. You need to lay that groundwork.
Get to know them early.
Yes.
So then you actually become some sort of associate or, dare I say, friend. So when you need the help, you don't feel like a scumbag being like, oh man. Or the other option is paying them. You got to pay them.
Well, that's nasty. Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't pay for that.
I think this is good life advice. What do you think?
I do too. I think you're doing a great job with them. I mean, because it's been a long, you were in college since I've been in college. And so it's changed. And also,
are you kidding me? I just went back to school 4 years ago.
Did you also not go over the bridge for girls when you were at the Robert Smith School?
No bridge involved, just the Beltway.
I thought so. But what I'm saying is that also WVU, and we visited, it couldn't be any more different than VCU. So the experience he's about to jump into is something that I can't really relate to as well, because it is that I never went there. So, I mean, it's, I love the fact that you're helping him out.
Do you have a pair of Tims, like Timberlands, boots?
No, I don't, but I did... I'm looking at these boots right now, actually.
All right, well, don't buy the Yeezys. Buy the Timberlands, because they'll keep you warm in the winter when you're stomping around, going from house party to house party. And last thing you want to do is find yourself with a pair of sneakers and the wet snow, and you got soggy socks coming home.
Yeah, you come home with two soakers. Yeah. That's not what you want.
Bad
not
time.
At all. No.
Bad terrible.
So that being said, and all that advice filed away, what are you most excited about going to school?
The girls.
Wow, good man. So much. I'm really excited.
The boys, good
man. I mean, it sounds sad. I'm excited to get away from home and like kind of just start not fresh, but like just see everything different, you know.
Was like, going to
of Northern Virginia.
Or withdraw that next question about what you're going to miss, because apparently not much. Are you going to
miss my family so much?
You are?
Oh, that's a lie.
Is
that's really sweet of you to say, though.
Speaking of which, I see you're in the family room there. Is Linus around?
Actually, wait, hold on. No, I think he's asleep in
like
your room.
I like
right
the big
now.
Key.
No, you
on
don't need
wall.
To do, call. You could call him if you want. You don't need to go traveling around the house.
No, I was just seeing if. Yeah, I think he's Linus.
Come here, buddy.
Linus.
If you think that key is big, Oscar, you should see the door.
Is that key? Does it mean something? Is it
no? Like, it's just something we have hanging on our wall.
A cartoon size key.
So you really think you're going to miss your family?
Yeah.
Awesome. I appreciate that very much. I don't think it's true, but I you know we'll see.
No, it's true. I'll miss you guys.
Do you have any friends going to WVU?
Being on this show.
You've been on the show like three times in 20 years.
I'm going to miss it so much.
Talked all over him. Sorry, Robert. Do you have any friends going with you to WVU?
So none of my close friends are going there. There are some people from my high school that are going there that I kind of know. I wasn't really friends with them until recently, until I found out they were going.
Got it.
So like two or three people.
Okay. So you get to make a whole new friend group.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're going to see a lot of New Jersey at WVU.
Yeah. Well, Robert's lineage comes from New Jersey.
Don't
Grandpa
shy
Bob
away
is from New Jersey. Yeah.
From New Jersey. Because there's going to be times you're like, oh, I don't want to deal with this. And they're going to tell you about the best pizza and the best hoagies and all. Let them do Jersey. They're good people. And they can fight. So you need friends that can fight.
Well, also the thing is that Robert is a friendly guy and a very appealing. He's good at making friends. And a lot of people would be, it puts them off the thought of having to start a new friend group. It's probably something you look forward to, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm really excited to meet new people.
If you have a terrible roommate when you get there, get out. Go to the RA and say, this isn't going to work because it's not going to get better. It's not going to get better.
Resolution issues going to make things work out.
Hurting feelings. Just say you have some sort of allergy that you need to get a room with without a carpet.
Tell them you're allergic to a-holes and that you need to get out.
I'm sure they'd love that.
You got hives. Well, I know that you have to get ready and go to work, but before you go, I resisted any urge to play tapes of you as a child or as an infant to embarrass you, because
I
look at you now and I see a young man, a man taller than me, who has matured into someone I'm very extraordinarily proud of each and every day. You've had an amazing life so far, and people who have listened to the show know your journey, and I won't repeat it, but know that being where you are now and having gone through what you've been through, I know that this is just a stepping stone to greater things. I couldn't be any prouder of you, and I love you very much. Oh, congratulations.
So you're so kind.
This is a huge deal. And I hate that the pandemic sort of tainted your senior year, because you are such an amazing young man and a great student, and I know you made the best of it, and I just hope that this bodes well for the future and a great 4 years of higher education. I can't believe that the little kid that I held in my arms is going to college. So congratulations, son. I love you so much.
Aww. Thank you so much. So love sweet. You.
Hey, Robert, before you go to work, the cancer line, you can use it on the ladies. Just, you know, slowly lay it in there.
Well, you see, I actually used that line in college, too, but it wasn't that I was a survivor. I said, I've only got 6 weeks. So, Robert, go to work.
Goodbye.
Earn some money. I love you.
Thanks for having me.
Good All luck. Right. See you. Bye. You. So we're going to come back. That's my son, Oscar. Isn't that
I'm
wild?
I'm so happy for you.
Yeah. You know what? No, let's postmortem that. When you saw him pop up on screen.
It looks like a different
person. Isn't that crazy?
God it's bless your crazy. Genetics.
Crazy. I know. I married well, but he is an incredible young man, and I couldn't be any more happy. And I have to thank you for suggesting the booking, because I wouldn't have done that on my own.
Well,
and,
I know. Look, all kidding aside, you're probably the most loving of the three of us, and you care to a fault. You care about so many people, but your family's everything to you. And if we get a chance to highlight them here on the show, especially on a momentous occasion like this, we're a couple weeks away from the graduation party for him.
Oh yeah, and you know what? We gave him some grief about calling out. It's because for the rest of the month, every Saturday and Sunday, there's like two or three events he's invited
booked.
To. Yeah,
he's booked. Booked.
And you know what? I wouldn't steal that from him for $1 million.
No, not after the year everybody's had. He's a good kid. I hope that I didn't overstep when I said.
No, I think you're fine. He's pretty mature.
Drugs, sex, go to class.
Yeah, I think that's very valid. And you know what? That goes not just for college students, but everybody. avoid your drugs. Avoid the premarital sex, the outside of relationship sex. And also, go to an occasional class. It doesn't kill you, even if you're an old man.
Go to class.
Go to class. Go to class. So when you – now, I can't remember. Did you – how long were you at WVU? You didn't do the full 4 years,
no,
right?
No, I got in – I went there my junior year.
Oh, okay. And so you finished there.
I changed my major, and then I had a super senior year. Mm-hmm. So 3 years total. So about four.
Yeah.
Most people become doctors.
I was going to say, that's the line from Tommy Boy. Yeah, I know. But, they're called doctors.
but there, it's, I don't know if I would have survived if I went there freshman year. There was just so much to do.
There is one of the members of our supper club, Doug, is a WVU graduate and a big, big, you know, supporter of the school, and was thrilled when Robert chose to go there. And I was having a drink with him last weekend, as a matter of fact. And he said, is Robert excited? I said, yep. He says, a lot of kids don't make it through that freshman year.
So true.
And that's, I mean, and it was, I was expecting he's going to have a great time. The football team is amazing. It's an experience that's going to change his life. His first thought is that if you can't, you know, if you don't make it through that first year, you're done. You can't fix it. And the one thing I did tell Robert is I said, there is nothing harder than trying to repair a GPA.
Oh my God.
Please start high. Please start high.
Just work hard. And look back at my undergrad. Well, I did well. I could have done better.
Yeah.
You think it's so overwhelming to read a few books and learn macro, you know, and microeconomics?
Oh, it's tough.
It's complicated, but if it were easy, then, you know, everyone would have a curve to the grade.
So I'm proud of him. Thank you for indulging. It's great to see his face on the big screen.
He's a grown man. He looks like he's 25.
He did something. I should have asked him about it. He's been working out like a fiend this year. Have you heard of something called like a MERV challenge or a MRF challenge, which is a mile, then 100 pull-ups, and then 100 push-ups, and then something else like that? He did it with a 40-pound weighted vest.
Are you working out with him? You should have a workout buddy.
I helped him put the vest on, and that that was about all I could manage. But anyway, we're going to come back. We're going to do Oscar's take, and prepared that for you. Go Mountaineers! Go Rams.
Let's go Mountaineers.
Let's go Mountaineers.
Let's go Mountaineers.
Oh, that's what you're supposed to yell like across the street, right?
Let's go.
Let's hold on. Let's go
Mountaineers.
Let's go
Mountaineers.
Let's go to break.
Hello there. I know it might seem counterintuitive and maybe even silly to take advice from a promo, but I'm something of a famous radio pitchman, so this is something you can believe in. My mother always said that you can trust a man with facial hair. And if you have any confidence at all in the wisdom of a mother, it's time to stare at my drawn-on mustache and heed my words. Do you need a little more laughter in your dark, secluded, lonely life? Sure you do. You need the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. For pennies a day, the Bonus Show will take you from zero to hero. And all the ladies will be digging your scene. Grab it at MikeO'MaraShow.com. You'll be glad you did, and we'll be glad for you. Buy the Bonus Show and make me smile. A big, flashy, fake, insincere smile. You earned it, Pajango.
Bill Hartman. Oscar.
Yes.
Fueled by the lowest mortgage rates in history, the median price of a single-family home has climbed 15%. That means what you got is worth more than you ever thought. So what does this mean to you? Well, dearie, with this rise in equity, it's a great opportunity to tap into your home's equity for any reason. You can refinance or remove your monthly PMI. This is the time to act. It won't last forever. Whether it's a refi or a purchase, the time to act is now. You need to call our friend Mark Livingstone and his team at Cornerstone First Financial. Oscar and I don't have a lot of overlap in our life, but we have both used Cornerstone First. Correct. Mike has used it. Both my parents have used it. They're the best. Mortgage rates have fallen back to the lowest levels of the year, and you can now get a fixed rate in the low twos. It's insane. 2 years ago, people would say that's impossible. These rates will not be real forever, and in most cases, loans are closing in just 2 weeks. 2 weeks!
2 weeks?
Cornerstone First has been serving the listeners of the Mike O'Mara Show for over 5 years, and as a direct lender, they will guarantee to meet or beat any offer, or they will pay your mortgage for an entire year. Can't beat that. The professionals at Cornerstone First are standing by now, 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221, Cornerstone First Financial, or Cornerstone First Financial. They will give you personal attention from... I'll take that last paragraph one more time. Thank you. The professionals at Cornerstone First are standing by now. 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221 or cornerstonefinancial.com. Call now. Cornerstone First Financial. Personal attention from application to closing. I had a bad morning with my printer. You know, Mike reads the spots off a prompter, right?
Yes.
I had to print mine, and I ran out of printer paper. So all the spots today are on card stock.
Ooh.
And so it's like expensive. Very expensive, but also, don't you feel it makes a better presentation?
Oh, I love the card stock. No, I felt like paper was going to slowly go away when the pandemic hit.
In what way?
Well, I just, you don't really, even in the business world now, no one's handing us business cards.
Well, yeah, but I mean, well, that's a sanitary thing. Like a,
that's
you
what
know.
I'm saying.
But same I mean, you still need paper for like, you know, commercials and printing out stuff if you're going to read it.
You don't. You use your computer and read off the screen.
I don't have a computer.
You had one.
I had one.
But you still wouldn't read off the screen.
I like, you know what? I've seen this like when authors are doing a reading at a bookstore and they bring it up on an iPad and it just goes away sometimes. A piece of paper stays in your hand. It stays there. It can't go away. Can't lose its battery. It can't blank out. Can't fool you. It's something more solid. I appreciate a piece of paper.
So you can leave that piece of paper anywhere.
What do you mean?
Forget about it.
Well, like, yeah.
Yeah. I think there's both. I used to feel strange, and I wasn't comfortable reading my notes or copies or reading overall off a computer until the pandemic hit, where I was like, we can't even hand out papers.
That's right. That's right.
Because nobody wanted your germs.
But if you're printing something for you and only
for yourself,
you,
of course,
that's
yes.
Okay.
But I guess that's what I'm saying. It's not about what you do. It's more about how you interact with people.
I think that the paper is going away, and business cards are certainly going away.
Yeah, I got a QR code now. It's crazy.
Yeah, put your phone on it, and it comes up like the menu of Oscar.
Yeah, and if you go to any restaurant in the city,
right,
it's all menus.
Yeah,
and if somebody, one person took a little metal card out, looks like an Amex Platinum.
Sure.
And then just touched my phone and gave me their contact info.
That's pretty cool.
And you can sanitize it.
You know where you could probably use a QR code?
What's that?
You could probably use a QR code if you were to go out to, I lost it, here it is, if you were to go out Thursday, June 24th to Osprey. I want to make a mention of this because you want to... Thank you. Appreciate it. 700 North Division Street in Spokane, Washington, from 4 to 6 p.m. Mike O'Mara will meet you and greet you. The Osprey Restaurant and Bar features a heated patio, gluten-free and vegetarian options, and plenty of free parking. And for one night, Mr. Mike O'Mara, come on out for the thirsty fun. A rare West Coast appearance and a splendid time is guaranteed for all. You want to meet Mike? You shall. The Lord has spoken. I mean spoken. La la la. June 24th, 4 to 6 p.m. at Osprey, 700 North Division in Spokane. He'll be sitting in a bar down by the river. www.OspreySpokane.com. Have you gotten the buttons yet?
I have not gotten the buttons.
You have to get the buttons that says, Mike was nice to me.
No, I met Mike O'Mara and he was nice.
And he was nice, exactly. Yes.
But then you also said, I met Mike O'Mara and he was mean.
That's right. Well, those are the buttons I'm going to get. And that way, you know, it'll be like a grab bag thing. You don't have to be married to one button.
I can't wait.
No, okay. Oh, you know what? It's time for this. And now, ladies and gentlemen, I bring you Oscar's take. No, you're supposed to. Pony?
Oscar's take.
Thank you. Weekly review and comment of the news from our own Bolivian Boloviator. And remember, the views expressed on Oscar's take do not necessarily reflect... What's that? Oh, that's right. Do not necessarily reflect me, the show, or any right-thinking Americans. And now, ladies and gentlemen, I give you Oscar's take.
Oscar's take.
Thank you, Pony. Good job. A lot of buttons today. All right. Do you remember... A few months ago when Tom Cruise melted down on the set of Mission Impossible 7 because they weren't following COVID.
Yeah, the no mask policy.
Exactly.
Or the mask policy that wasn't being followed to the T.
Exactly. And he was really, really upset. And you would think they probably got their ducks in a row after that, right?
Correct.
Well, they shut down Mission Impossible 7 production because of a COVID violation.
Oh,
someone on the crew has COVID. So this is probably going to be very expensive.
I bet this
will probably delay the release of the movie. And now that the movie theaters are opening back up, I imagine the scheduling is probably a pretty big deal. Let's say you are a Hollywood executive. How do you spin this? How do you deal with this?
Oh, man. It's you can't blame the crew, though you want to. You can't. You have to take it on. You got to take it on the chin. And I guess the only saving grace is that this is an invisible virus.
Opponent. Yeah.
Opponent. Like it's maybe if I spoke English a little better, I could actually answer this question. I'm so sorry.
You're doing fine.
This is not something you can blame someone on. You just can't.
All right.
Can do your very best. You can't control it. And as the world opens back up, you're going to have to deal with more and more of this.
Mm-hmm.
What is cool is that, and I guess for me, is even when this happens, even with the 2-week shutdown, while expensive, that's why you have insurance.
Right.
You at least know and you're hopeful that the person that is sick isn't going to die.
That's true. That's good. It is
so
good.
So there is that upside, especially if they're vaccinated or the treatments that are now in place.
Does it make me a bad person to say that I think it would be great if the person who tested positive was Tom Cruise after all the yelling he did?
Yeah, you have like this chip that hates Tom Cruise for some reason.
No, I don't necessarily hate him. I just think it would be ironic after all the screaming and yelling he did.
It would be ironic, but I think if that were the case, they wouldn't announce it. Like he would just like roll his ankle again and then they put him on a stretcher and roll him out.
Do all his own stunts in the hospital?
Yes.
Pushed his own stretcher. You're listening to Oscar's Take.
It's called Oscar's Take.
Thank you, Pony. Backstreet's back. All right. Do you know that you've been waiting for an Oscar? How many days have you come up to me and say, I wish the Backstreet Boys and NSYNC would finally collaborate? You say it all the time.
Mm.
Well, Nick Carter and Lance Bass broke the news on an Instagram Live that they're working on a special project in honor of Pride Month, and Joey Fatone and AJ McClain might actually join in on the project. Nick Carter said, basically, Lance, Joey, myself, AJ, we're going to announce it next week. It's going to be huge, and we're really excited. As a person who loves the music of the 90s,
yes.
How exciting is this collab?
Not exciting, because Justin Timberlake isn't involved.
Well, of course not.
Yeah, but if you don't have JT, you don't have the whole band.
Yeah.
You don't see Justin Timberlake in a progressive commercial. You just don't. You see the B-Squad out there.
That's right.
Like, you don't see Justin Timberlake buying or attempting to buy the Brady Bunch house.
Right.
You see the B-Squad out there. If you can get Justin Timberlake to do something, then I'm in. Otherwise, it's the B Squad.
Yeah, you're right. Even if you have a, even with this massive crossover, this is kind of like a super group, you know. It's,
no, because the groups aren't there.
You're right.
Like Nick Carter, come on.
He's not one of the best ones, is he?
Like, I like Joey Fatone, but just as much as like a Big Mac, I could take it or leave it.
And wasn't Lance Bass going to be an astronaut, or did he go to space?
He had the most run of all. And look, I got, who knows what it? I mean, we're doing our show here, right? So
right.
It's not like I'm throwing stones at glass houses. But we're also not making this big announcement about this supergroup collab coming together.
Okay, so
and by the way, with a lot of maybes attached to it.
Yeah, there wasn't a lot of definitive stuff. So thumbs down from you?
Thumbs down.
All right, you're listening to Oscar's Take.
Oscar's Take.
We teased it yesterday, but the day has finally come. I know I've got my decorations up. It's National Donut Day, Oscar.
I'm not a big donut guy, and I'll tell you, when's the last time you had your last donut?
Ah, gosh, I can't even think of the last time I had a donut. But it's—I mean, it has to be fairly recently because
Tuesday
they're
morning.
If
Tuesday they, morning.
It wasn't Tuesday.
I had one on Tuesday.
I had one on Tuesday morning.
Okay. Did you know there's a difference between chocolate glazed than chocolate covered at Dunkin' Donut?
Yeah, I would think so. Yeah, because the chocolate covered is like dipped, and the chocolate glazed is a glazed donut with like chocolate on the top, right?
Didn't know that.
Well, you see, this is you still have the mind of a skinny guy.
I wanted chocolate glazed, but I said, "Can I get?" No. I wanted the one that puts the chocolate on the regular glazed donut.
Yeah, chocolate glazed donut, I believe.
But I got the chocolate donut with the glaze on it, and I said, "Send them back."
Oscar, you are in a weird minority because only 1% of Americans hate donuts. But you don't actually hate them. They're just not your thing, right?
No. I don't hate them. It's just each donut is 1,000 calories, and I'd rather spend calories otherwise.
Seems high. Some donut stats before I have a final question regarding donuts. 91% of people say they like or love donuts. The average person eats how many donuts a year, do you think?
Four.
31.
Oh, God.
I'll take the over. Glazed donuts are our favorite type. The top five are glazed, Boston cream, chocolate frosted, that would be yours, jelly, and chocolate cake donuts. Krispy Kreme is the preferred chain donut. The preferred way to spell it is D-O-N-U-T, although that is obviously incorrect. Now, my question for you, can you describe the way you felt on the way back from Florida when you ate donuts in the car with me and Mike?
Yeah, the guys dared me to eat... to try to eat as many donuts from a dozen by myself.
It was very sweet. It was my birthday, and Mike stopped at Krispy Kreme and bought donuts for us.
Yes.
And then the challenge began.
He bought 3 dozen donuts for 3 dudes.
That's right. Well, it's the easy math.
And Mike had his own box. Rob had their own box. And I said, guys, I don't need all of these. And then they called me a bunch of names. And I was peer pressured into eating like some impromptu food challenge. I got 6 down, and I started feeling queasy, and I've never been right since.
I remember we were in a rented Tahoe.
Yes.
Because we had to have a big car for all the equipment to carry down there. I looked in the mirror, and you were laying in the back seat with your knees. You were pulling your knees to your chin, and you said, oh.
And I feel good. And no. It wasn't that like your stomach hurts. It's like everything hurts. Especially, I don't know if it's shock or insulin was happening. I don't know what it was.
But look,
it was painful.
You're a better man for it.
It's a food hangover.
It is.
Immediate food hangover feeling.
You're listening to Oscar's Take.
Oscar's Take.
Okay, we've discussed Hello? Check one.
I'm here.
Oh, okay. We've talked about prenuptial agreements in the past.
Oh, my God. It's like top of mind.
And you are
You know what a postnuptial is? Oh, great.
You are a big enthusiast in favor of the prenuptial
agreement,
right?
You gotta protect your neck. Yes.
Right. A study has found the best way to ask for a prenup is... Don't call it a prenup. Researchers at North Carolina State looked at 586 different discussion threads, and they found the best way to convince someone to prenup is to use metaphors or to compare it to something else. A lot of people call it an insurance policy. Mm. Like one person who said, quote, no one plans on crashing their car, getting cancer, or having their house burned down, but it still happens, so they buy the insurance. So other people call it a marriage contract instead of a prenup. And then another popular outlook is to say to your future spouse, it's like an airbag. Because no one thinks that a car with an airbag jinxes you or makes you more likely to crash. So do you think that it's possible to sell a prenup by calling it something else?
I think we all do this in one way or another. No, there's no romance in, hey, I'm sorry, we have to sign a prenup.
Right.
Just in case this doesn't work out. You can be a coward and just blame your parents like I did.
Is that what you did?
You literally just say, look, I don't want to do this. I love you. And I trust you. And I believe that we'll be together forever. But my dad said he won't help unless we do this.
I see.
Which is the truth.
Mm-hmm.
But if you have someone to blame, blame them.
Exactly. You know, that's a good idea. And also,
Did you guys sign a prenup?
For what?
I don't have that much either, but you got to protect your whatever you have.
No, the only agreement we made is that if we ever split up, is that I could have the diamond back. Because it was my grandmother's diamond, it would really make my family mad. But it's been 20, you know, October will be 25 years, so I think we'll be all right. I think we're going to make it.
Just jinxed it.
You think?
Yes.
You're listening to Oscar's Take.
Oscar's Take.
All right. Oh, you know what this is? I've got to change boards here because we've got a special edition of Oscar in the City. We close with Oscar. What are the top benefits of living in a big city or a small town? You're a city guy. Mm-hmm. And you love it because you are Oscar.
I'm city kid.
In the city. So the best five things about living in a big city are more job opportunities, better public transit, more access to the arts and museums, more stores, and more housing options. Top five benefits of living in a small town, cleaner air and less pollution, homes are cheaper, more peace and quiet, slower pace of life, and less crime. You are a city guy. Would you ever be influenced to scale down? And would you call only a small town because you spent a lot of time there?
It's a suburb, but it's a pretty big suburb. It's considered a small town compared to a big city, yes.
Will you ever end up in a small town, or will you always be Oscar in the city?
The only thing that would ever drive me to the burbs,
yes,
is square footage. So the answer is yes.
Really? So do you think this will ever happen?
I think I'm going to need, if we have a baby or I have children, they're not going to want to run around in 800 square feet. Like the toys alone will take up most of the house.
You know what's going to happen is with the narrowness of your house, with the child running back and forth, he's going to wear a track in the floor because there's only one way he can go.
Can you imagine these toys that are getting bigger and bigger for kids? Even a jumper would take up half my house. Forget about it.
All right.
As soon as we have a baby on the way, it's burn down the house and move on.
So city now, small town later.
Unfortunately, unless I win the Powerball,
well,
that's what we got.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is Oscar's Take, and we're going to take a break.
Think about it, people.
When we come back.
That jumper takes up half my house.
Why do you have it? Are you using it?
No, I've seen them as of late, and like they're pretty wide.
The Jolly Jumper.
Yes.
I would love to have one big enough for me. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to answer a question that's been troubling me. It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hello, everybody. This is Bob Barker. And yes, I'm still alive. When I was hosting The Price is Right from Television City in Hollywood, we played a lot of pricing games. Barker's Bargain Bar, Hole in One, Punch a Budge, Grocery Game, Golden Road, Plinko, and of course the lamest one of all, the bonus game. I hated the bonus game. If you want a good bonus, why not try the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show? It's a commercial-free, uncensored 6 hour of TMOS every week. Blah, blah, blah. I like when they say bad words. That's how much it meant to me. You can buy it at MikeO'MaraShow.com. It's a fun way to support TMOS. Thank you. And don't forget to help control the internet population. Have your podcasters spayed or neutered. Goodbye, everybody.
Bob, welcome back to an old friend, Oscar. My bookie.
I can gamble this weekend, finally.
So glad to have them back as the world returns to normal. Sporting events are happening. Boxing events are happening. It's time to get back into it. We're getting two great fights this weekend. Big weekend coming up. One epic promotion. Bet, win, and get paid. Here's the deal, Oscar. Listen up. You're ready to do this. I know you're ready to pull the trigger.
I'm ready.
Bet $20 or more on the Logan Paul and Floyd Mayweather boxing match this weekend, and you'll unlock a free $20.
Floyd Mayweather. Not Merriweather.
Mayweather. Forgive me.
I love you. I had to call you.
I appreciate it. Mayweather Post Pavilion. No, that's not right either. Floyd Mayweather boxing match this weekend, and you'll unlock a free $20 bet on the UFC 263 main event, which is Adesanya versus Vettori. That's a world-class boxer versus a YouTuber.
Mm-hmm.
This is, you know, you think, what? It's a no-brainer. However, early action shows almost 60% of the bets are on Logan Paul to win the fight, which means my bookie would pay bettors 5-1, turning $100 into $550. How can you miss out on that? So make sure you check it out. Sign up now and use the promo code TMOS to take advantage of a deposit match bonus of up to $1,000. That's free cash bonus on top of your deposit just for using the TMOS code. And don't sleep on the boxing undercard. Badu Jack taking on Dervina Kolina in a light heavyweight matchup. And Chad Johnson, the former NFLer.
Ochocinco.
Yeah, Chad Ochocinco, right?
Correct.
Yeah, so he's in the boxing ring going toe-to-toe with bare-knuckle brawler Brian Maxwell. 10 fights in total and tons of opportunities to make some big money at mybookie.ag. That's a website you need to pay attention to, mybookie.ag. The time for MyBookie is now because there's NBA playoffs, NHL playoffs, and baseball is in full swing. Just remember that TMOS code, and you can thank me later, mybookie.ag, or do what I do, click the button on our website. Mm. It takes you right there. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. It's a Friday show.
Hold on, I'm making my Logan Paul bet.
Okay. Mike is taking the day, but he will be back on Monday, so make sure you join us then. You know what? Oscar, while you make their bet, Pony, are you handy to the phone?
Yeah.
Thank
you.
Do
you want to call?
No, I don't want to call. I just wanted to talk to you.
Oh.
Bet placed.
You got it?
You got it.
Do you know that Pony has something peculiar and unexpected in his car at all times?
What's that?
And it's inflatable.
Oh, no.
No, it's not a woman.
I get lonely.
No, stop it.
He gets lonely.
He gets lonely. I saw on Facebook a couple weeks ago, and I had to call him on it and ask him about it. It was Pony, and he showed a picture of a delicious bass. And I said, did you go to your mom? Because his mom lives in Virginia Beach, so I assumed he had gone down to the beach and gone fishing. He said, no, I caught that on the river. And I said, how? And Pony tells me.
Well, you know, I like fishing, and I've gotten really into it over the time of the pandemic. And I said, you know what? Fishing from the shore is crap. I don't catch anything. I can't reach all the best spots. So I got an inflatable fishing kayak. It's amazing.
All right, wait, just rewind here.
You know, I would like to defer to you and
please,
let the questioning begin. Thank you.
The autopsy of this story. Do you, so if I'm correct here, you will drive around Fairfax. I know you're not going anywhere else. And you'll see a body of water, and then you'll just blow up your kayak and then jump in and fish.
Well, I mean, there's a little bit more planning than that, but yeah, pretty much.
What kind of planning goes into this?
Well, I mean, I'm not going to set it up in a retention pond or something.
No, I guess.
Well, it has to be something with fish in it.
Yeah, exactly.
You're going to Burke Lake? Where are you going?
Yeah, Burke Lake, Lake Royal, Accotink, Occoquan
and
Reservoir.
And it's just you on a inflatable kayak with a two oars?
Well, I mean, it's a kayak, so you have one oar with paddles on each end.
Oh, one of those guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, like the beginning of Hawaii 5-0.
Precisely.
And then what type of reel are you using?
I have a standard spinning reel and two bait casters.
Great.
So you have three poles in your car at all times?
Not usually. I mean, it depends on what I'm going to be doing, but...
And you just go alone?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's a kayak, so...
No, I didn't know if you had a friend with another kayak and you guys kayak together.
Oh, no, no, no. See, when I go fishing, I'm doing it to get away from people.
Got it. Oh, you really don't see that many people to begin with.
Yeah, I know, but when you're on the water, you see even less.
Okay.
Do you run into other fishers? Or I'm sorry, I think the term actually, Oscar, is anglers. Do you run into other anglers?
I do sometimes, and it's really awkward because I'm still pretty new at it. So they'll ask, the standard, any luck today? I say, oh, no, yeah, yes, no, whatever. But then they start asking, what I'm using. And I don't always, know exactly what some of the things are called. So I'll just, make stuff up.
What would they, your bait or your lure? Do you use, organic bait?
No. I use lures. So, plastic lures and things that look like fish or, rubber worms and stuff.
You don't ever use, a transistor or anything?
No.
It was a computer.
Gummy worms.
Oh, that'd be delicious.
You can snack on them and you can fish with them.
I caught
the bait. You can eat.
I caught a diabetic perch.
Do you? How long have you been fishing? This is the first time I'm hearing about this.
Yeah, it floored me. It really shocked me.
Yeah, not for nothing. You don't really look like an active dude, let alone a fisherman.
Well, you know, I've been, I guess I started last August, like early last August.
Would you ever stop and fish like on your way home from here?
Sometimes, yeah. Yeah, if...
This is wild to me.
It's easy. There are a lot of really nice little lakes you can stop by.
That really pisses me off. I just don't know why. I'm happy for you somewhere deep inside. But the fact that like you have left me in the lurch here with some sort of like technological drama and me, I'm hoping you're at least at your house, shuttered, depressed, watching TV or playing a video game. The idea of you in the sun with a lure and a kayak that you had time to blow up and just place in a body of water
that's
really
the thing that
fires me up.
That threw me too because, you know, he's always so, he likes to get out of here at a specific time.
So busy. 2 o'clock.
Very busy. Got to get out of here. Doesn't like driving in the dark. Want to be out of here at 2. And then the thought of him just turning into like Andy Griffith and walking on down to the fishing hole and pulling a delicious bass out of the water. It was
off
putting.
Your life's not terrible if you've got time to fish willy-nilly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or by the way, you know you have time to fish willy-nilly at any moment, that you have an inflatable raft just in case any fishing breaks out.
Breaks out like an emergency fishing event. Yeah.
Well, I mean, I don't keep it in the car all the time. I mean, there is like some level of planning, but I was just so amazed that I could actually find a kayak that would fit in the trunk of a car, and I can fill it up within like 10-15 minutes and be in the water.
Do you have to inflate it by blowing into it, or do you have a pump?
No, this is a foot pump.
Oh, okay, a foot pump.
Like a big bellow type thing.
Sure.
See, that also upsets me.
Why?
That if you have time to go fishing and pump up your kayak with your foot, instead of some sort of motorized pump that would go boop, and it's done.
Like an air mattress.
Really pisses me off. Because that means all he has is time.
Lots
it's
of time.
10 minutes.
Lousy. Well, 10 minutes can be used for lots of things.
I'm
lots of
jealous.
Things.
I'm Pony, I got to tell you, it's been almost a... Well, let's say 15 years, including your internships at WJFK, we've known each other.
Mm-hmm.
I've never envied you. Ever, 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 ever. I've always pitied you. Until today. You have a better life than I do.
I feel
if
good.
You can
I'm
go
in good
fishing
shape.
Anytime. Yeah. God bless you.
On his way home. On his way just, home. I don't even like to go to the gas station on the way home. I want to go home.
Pony can't wait to leave here.
Oh, here's Pony.
Pumping it up. I have an iPad. Dying. It happened today on the wall, and I said, hey, what about that iPad? He goes, I'm going to get to it this weekend. And I looked at Pony. This is a straight shoot.
Yes.
I said, I don't want this iPad thing to be like, then I ask you Monday, then Tuesday, and Wednesday, and you're still doing something. I need an answer on Monday because you're taking your work home with you. And... the idea now, you know, we've got a different schedule, but the idea now that all of those times where I've had similar conversations, where he's like, I'm going to take it home with me because I don't have the right tools here, which, by the way, a lie, because all we have is state-of-the-art equipment.
Right.
Now it really upsets me that he's probably just angling, literally, to be an angler.
Do you think the reason the iPad went bad is that he took it on the kayak and he got it wet?
No, these are easy fixes. Easy. I will say today he had a better time setting up this remote broadcast for us.
Right.
And he asked questions. Very thoughtful. So we're up on the uptrend, upswing.
Was one of his questions, does Podcast Village own an electric pump?
I just don't know this man. You're a mystery to me.
It is. That I think is the most surprising and intriguing part of the story is that he told me, and then he produced a picture of it. He said, this is my kayak. This is my kayak.
There are two things that I never thought I'd hear about Mr. Ponyboy Matt Bloom, El Caballito.
Yes. Small horse.
One, I'm getting married. I don't think I'll ever hear that from him.
Yeah,
right. Two is
not.
Gone fishing. I never thought I'd get a gone fishing from this guy.
He doesn't seem the type.
No, he's so wound tight.
Mm-hmm. And he's very, he doesn't look like someone who does well out of doors. You know, he looks very.
I disagree. I was a mountain biker for a long time, and I do a lot of outdoor stuff. Yeah,
but you don't appear to be.
Okay.
You appear to be someone who is most comfortable indoors, and certainly not someone in some sort of inflatable flotation device.
Is there a girl involved? I hope there's. Maybe you're doing this for a girl. What are we doing?
Yeah.
No. There's no girls like out in the middle of the lake. Man, you'll never find them there.
This is crazy.
That's why they put them there.
Do you ever look at that like marshy water and wonder, well, maybe I should just end it now?
Oscar, check your phone.
I sent you a picture.
There's a picture of a pony's kayak. We have it in its natural habitat and also like a glamour shot. Pony, it's huge.
It really is pretty large, but it folds up so neatly you can fit it in the trunk of a car.
This is why I hate him.
Why?
He doesn't even have like a sad kayak. He's got a happy kayak.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Here, I sent you the folded up picture.
Yeah, it's gorgeous. It's gorgeous. I think this is something that the Navy SEALs roll up on the shores of like a foreign country on.
Yeah.
this had to be like thousands of dollars.
No, not that much.
I mean, God.
And there's his folded up kayak. It's crazy. You know what? And you know what? This is the fact that it is so efficient appeals to you, I think. And the fact that it appeals to you and he has it, that's another thing that sours your disposition.
I think really you go back to the root of this. He scurries out here like he's going to turn into a pumpkin.
Right.
But he's just trying to get out on the water.
That's right.
I never thought in my life I'd be jealous of this man.
This is why I'm glad we discussed this because people need to know what is it, Caballito? El Caballito is out on the water pulling in huge stripers and bass and all these wonderful things.
He's enjoying his life. For all of you that think I'm a monster or Mike O'Mara's a monster, and we lay into this kid, grown man now,
yes,
about like how he can make his life better. You're wrong. Listen, he doesn't go home and sulk.
No.
Or he doesn't take it with him. He goes out on the water and enjoys his life.
Exactly. He's the Captain Quint of Fairfax, Virginia. He's out there trying to capture the
engine. He doesn't need a bigger boat.
No.
He needs a bigger lake.
So anyway, that's my pony update for today, that he has an inflatable boat in his car. So the thing is, Pony, is if it is a single man sport, do you fancy in the future making friends with another fisherman?
I'm sorry. Oh, hold on.
Oh, please, Oscar. That, yeah.
Do you realize I offered this man full employment, full time, and he gave me the Heisman because it's not for him, which I'm fine by. He knows his own limitations. But he's fishing now. He's fishing.
Pony?
Yes?
Do you eat the fish?
Not from around here.
You don't even eat them?
Not from
around
here.
It's just catch and release?
Catch and release, because it's so hard to catch fish around here because so many people keep what they catch. So I'd rather just catch fish and have more fish to catch in the future as opposed to like keeping everything. And I mean, I don't want to eat like some dirty Fairfax fish anyways.
Dirty Fairfax fish. Mm.
I'll eat like flounder or something, or if I'm like surf fishing in Virginia Beach, like I'll eat that. Like that's good. Yeah,
but
that's
anything
good eating
within the no fly zone of this nation's capital, you just throw back.
Yeah, pretty much. At least anything below DC on the Potomac. Above DC, maybe not so bad.
What if you were in some sort of like a man-made lake and you pulled out a big 18-pound salmon? Would you eat that?
Oh, you bet your ass I would.
So there you go.
Did we have trout around here? Trout's great.
Yeah. Trout is good.
Yeah, we have trout.
Mm-hmm.
But you just throw them back.
Yeah. I think it, like for me, it's more fun just going out there, catching fish and testing new lures, seeing what works, seeing what doesn't work, seeing when it works. There's a science to it that's just so enjoyable to me.
I feel like I've just been hit in the back of the head by a 2x4.
I never expected to love this so much.
I'm happy for you. Can you apply that love for the science to the stuff we do here on the Mike O'Mara Show?
No.
Like, can I get an XLR that works? No. Can I get
a non-split XLR?
An Ethernet port. I love for you, those at home, I asked Pony to set this up. He gave me a split, like a Y cable to broadcast from, because he said he didn't want to go pulling cables. By the way, we have a drawer full of thousands of dollars worth of these.
Yes.
What if you want another mic?
Just ask.
You could have two microphones.
Just one of me. I don't need two.
But I think what we've learned here is that if you're out fishing in the Washington, D.C. area and you pull out a fish that already has a hole in its lip, that means Pony's caught it.
Well, Pony got it.
We better get done with this show.
I want to take some sort of letter opener or a X-Acto knife.
Yes.
And get like within eyeshot of what he's doing and walk over and say, thanks for nothing, and slice it open.
Slice it open. Oh, we got to go to break. They're biting.
Hello, it's Bernie. And you know what I hate? Well, frankly, I hate most everything. But I really hate splinters. They hurt. And I'm always losing my tweezers. And it's frustrating. So, what's the solution? Stop it at the source. Make sure all your wood is smooth. Go to the Mike O'Mara Show Shopping Center and buy one of their fantastic Bernie sanders. Plug it in and go to work in your wood shop. Your raw lumber doesn't stand a chance. Smooth as a baby's ass and no more splinters. They sell tweezers too. Target and Walmart, they sell it all. Just access it at MikeOmeraShow.com. Feel the burn.
You know what's even better than an inflatable kayak?
What's that?
A solo stove.
So true.
Yeah, because a kayak, you know what that is? A kayak is just being by yourself. Who
a
likes that?
Screams selfish.
It does. It's the most selfish of watercraft, Oscar. Mm. That's what people say. But when you have a fire pit in your backyard, it invites company.
Oh.
It invites fellowship.
Screams family, friends, caring.
There is something so magical about summer nights, and maybe it's those cool, gentle breezes or the sounds of animals or insects or the warming glow of a campfire. Day or night, a smokeless fire pit from Solo Stove, that's where it's at, right? Mm. Turns magical summer moments into unforgettable memories. Solo Stove creates story-worthy moments without the fireside fumes. I lit mine last weekend, and it was great because it was a cool weekend, and sat around, and it lights so easy, it stays lit, and it makes you feel good about everything.
I'll do you one better.
Yeah.
I turned the corner, I was in Hyannis.
Yeah, that's right.
My nephew was riding his bike with the training wheel, so I had to watch him on the street.
Sure.
And I turned the corner, and I saw a solo stove in front of a neighbor's house, and they're just hanging out, having a beautiful bonfire.
It's the best thing.
Crisp summer evening.
It's so cool. As we return to normal, it's a perfect time to gather around your solo stove with your loved ones. There's nothing better. Order now. This is the thing. There's like no assembly. It comes out of the box. You put it down and you light your fire. It's that easy. It's that fast. You're going to love it. Fireside fun and moments. Stainless steel construction designed to regulate airflow and burn more efficiently. So little smoke, you'll wonder how there's so much fire. It's easy to keep it lit and even easier to clean. And they're so confident that you'll love it, they offer a lifetime warranty and a 30-day free return policy. No one needs a reason to gather around the fire. Solo Stove just took away any reason not to, and now you can get $10 off when you use promo code Mike at checkout. Remember, that's promo code Mike. Just go to solostove.com. Remember, you get $10 off when you use the promo code Mike, Solo Stove, and we thank you. I always think of you, Oscar, when I see something on TV about outer space or rockets or space travel and stuff like that.
Because you said, what not? Why? Because I'm a legal alien at one point?
No. It's not because of the alien.
I was a naturalized alien, and then I became a citizen.
No, you like you when they did the virtual rocket launch at the Washington Monument. You went down, you dug that. Yep. You like NASA stuff, right?
Yeah.
So NASA announces...
Space guy.
Yeah, space guy. NASA announced that they're going to target Venus with plans to send the first probes to Venus in more than 30 years. And this is on the tails of the Mars rover. So they're going to start going back to Venus. And I have a question for you as a business guy and a space guy. Now that we've got the equipment that's, you know, exploring Mars, right? And we're sending probes to Venus for the first time in years. Is there a way that the United States can like say, okay, we own that now. That's ours.
Technically, you can if you're first to arrive.
Right.
Like Columbus sailed the ocean blue, you know.
Yeah.
You can call dibs and rights. I'm more excited about and this is falls within the storyline here.
Yeah.
United Airlines buying 15 supersonic jets.
I saw that.
That will launch by the end of this decade.
Mm-hmm.
And which we'll get for what we, why do we need that Oscar? Well, it goes up as high as, it flies at 60,000 feet.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of it taking, of you flying across from New York to London or Paris and that taking 6 hours, it's going to take like 2.5 hours, maybe 2 hours.
The weird thing is I saw that they're amazing looking planes. They're Concorde-ish, but more modern looking. Yeah,
the company's called Boom out of Denver, Colorado.
The first flight that they've scheduled for when they debut, and I think it's like in 6 years that they're going to debut.
No, they'll actually have their first test flight the end of this year, early next year.
But the first commercial flight.
United Airlines with the 88 passengers, that's going to be in rough, it'll be before the end of the decade.
The first commercial flight is going from BWI to Dulles. Mm. And it's going to take 14 seconds.
And maybe you're wondering, like, what do you care, Oscar? It's going to be.
No, you should care.
The Concorde it was like roughly $13,000 to $15,000 to get to Paris.
I was actually from Dulles. I was, when I moved to Loudoun County right after I graduated high school in 1989, the Concorde was still servicing mm-hmm. out of Dulles. I'd see it. And occasionally we'd get the sonic boom. We'd get the sonic boom occasionally. It was crazy. And it looked like it was a really majestic thing to see in the sky. And I guess just the demand died out and that stopped. It doesn't serve anymore, does it?
The technology was antiquated. This new iteration of the supersonic jet
mm-hmm.
for passengers, for mm-hmm. travel for leisure.
Mm-hmm.
It's compounded. The technology that SpaceX and Virgin Galactic and we're making strides in travel, not just to go into orbit, but also not just go to Venus or Mars. That's cool. Right. But what we can do here locally. Now, I would love to be teleported. But for business and commerce and response, it just blows my mind that it still takes 6 hours or 5 hours to get to Los Angeles.
Right. It's true.
If it can take 2.5, awesome.
Yeah.
The prices will come down. And they're saying anywhere from $3,000 to $5,000 a ticket. That's even if I had the money, I don't think I'd do that. But what I'm excited for is before we hit dirt and start eating dirt, even you, Rob.
Right.
We'll have faster, more efficient flights.
Now, here's a question for you. As you say, it's United that's getting these new supersonic jets, right? Will this be enough of a disruptor in the market that, say, American says, we got to get in on this?
Yeah. But,
that happens, that's what's going to drive prices down,
it'll
right?
It'll be the go-to. So United is slated for roughly 50 planes. Boeing and Airbus, I would imagine that they're going to probably say, this is a market. Let's figure that out.
Yeah.
Southwest is probably going to buy cargo planes because that's just what they do.
Southwest is right now engineering a 14,000-foot rubber band.
Southwest is not a supersonic fan. They're not a fan of supersonic. They just want to be, and I'm a Southwest guy. They want to make sure that they get you to where you get with a few jokes and a decent fare.
They like to, you know what? If they go up, stay up, come down, they're happy. That's a win for them.
Yeah,
that's
company.
A win. So you don't think we're going to call Mars the 51st state?
No. Mars is a different animal. Venus, I don't know enough about Venus. I know it's the bright star, technically, and men are from Mars, women are from Venus. But
all these references are valid.
And the Venus...
Flytrap?
No, thank you. I was thinking more of the razor.
That's a feminine skewing razor.
Yeah,
yes.
So no one's ever said, hey, maybe we could repopulate Venus.
I don't know. I mean,
let's get to the moon. Can we set up some sort of outpost sheets at the moon? That would be great.
We've been there, though. We've been there.
Haven't built there. To see what it looks like for a little adobe up there, see what that feels like.
Some sort of spite house up on the moon?
Yes.
Yeah, you get up there, it might be good.
Let's build something.
Let's do this.
A casino would be cool.
One slot machine on the moon?
Yeah, the Macau. The Macau on the moon.
Okay, so now we've got a business plan. We're building a casino on the moon. Something to do this weekend.
People want to waste their money, go to the moon, and gamble.
One of these days, Alice. One of these days, to the moon! You know what it's time for?
What's that?
The Double D.
Ooh.
The Digital Dumpster, and we will do it when we come back. As I said, Mike O'Mara will be back on Monday, so make sure you join us then. Until then, stay tuned for the Dumpster.
Drainage. Drainage. Eli. you boy. Here, if you have a milkshake, and I have a milkshake, and I have a straw, and my straw reaches across the room and starts to drink your milkshake. I drink your milkshake. I drink it up. Did you think your song and dance and your superstition would help you, Eli? The only thing that will help you is the TMOA Shopping Center. Access them at MikeOMaraShow.com. Be part of the solution. They have milkshakes, Eli, and straws. And Eli, if you go to the medical section, there will be blood. I shop it up.
There will be blood. Very good. Summertime is almost here. You can tell, Oscar, you know why?
Why is that?
It's getting warmer. It's horrible in D.C., thick and humid already, right? Summertime
nice and
is
sunny.
Here. But people, you know, when the summertime comes, kids love it because they're out of school. So why not surprise your young innovators with a super cool STEAM project to celebrate the end of the school year? With a KiwiCo subscription, your child gets a new crate full of fun science and art projects every month. They'll explore new worlds and rediscover familiar ones without leaving home. We've heard about Michael's projects. He loves them. He hides them from Mike because he loves them so much. But you've subscribed for your nephew, right?
Yeah, my sister... in-law, who's an anesthesiologist, and
right.
My brother, who's an anesthesiologist. They don't get excited by many things. They just don't. They are pumped when that KiwiCo subscription that I purchased for little Sebastian shows up once a month, because they know it's something that they can get into and they can hang out with their son and they can both learn together. And that's an experience I think that's priceless.
KiwiCo is for trailblazing toddlers and more experienced explorers and every stage in between. I love the fact that it is for all age groups and the parents end up having a great time too. So listen up. With KiwiCo, there's something for every kid or kid at heart every month, and you can get 30% off your first month plus free shipping on any crate line with code TMOS at KiwiCo.com. That's 30% off your first month at KiwiCo.com, promo code TMOS. And now let's open the digital dumpster and see if there's anyone in there today. You never can tell who it might be.
I'm George Harrison.
Oh, it's Beatle George Harrison.
Beatle.
Yes. Hey, hi, George.
I'm George Harrison.
There he is. He's your favorite Beatle, I think.
He is. Yeah.
That's why we chose him.
It's gonna take time. It's gonna take money. A whole lot of spending money. Right?
Most people would go to the title, which has
to
got my
it,
mind set on
to
you.
To do it. Right. Yeah.
All right. This is a video that requires a lot of explanation, and I invite you to look for it. It's blocked on many sites, but it is available. A guy he's a sheriff, and he's running for mayor in New Mexico. And while he's speaking, someone flies a drone up to the podium, and hanging off the drone is, how shall I say it, a marital aid. A rather large marital aid. And that causes a little bit of disruption in the crowd, and then someone runs up and punches the guy. So you think you've had a bad day. Here's the mayoral candidate with the dildo on the drone.
I'm running on a qualitative, not a quantitative message, okay?
Is that a gong on a drone?
We have a gentleman over here that's, I guess, trying to be cute. So if you want to ever come and talk to me as a sheriff, I can tell you that. As a mayor, I can tell you the same thing.
Oh, watch out, here comes the guy. He's got my vote.
He punched the sheriff?
A guy comes up and hit him. But here, let's just isolate, if we can, focus on the lady in the crowd who sees the drone first.
I'm running on a qualitative, not a quantitative message, okay?
Is that a dong on a drone?
Is that a dong on a drone? The answer is yes.
He just said, I'm running on a qualitative, not a quantitative.
Yeah, I believe so. Let's hear. Yeah. You want to hear his platform?
No, I just. Why wouldn't you run on facts, which would be quant?
Well, no, I suppose. You know what? It's double talk, and he's probably distracted by
he
the dildo.
He probably doesn't know what it means.
Might not. Me not.
But I've flown five, six different versions of drones in my lifetime. The payload for a donger. I mean, you really got to make sure you center that payload, because otherwise you're going to not be able to fly with any accuracy.
Looked pretty on point.
I got to look at the video.
Please do. Ring doorbells are forever capturing great things. Usually porch pirates or people that are up to no good. This is a little kid who said he's running away. All he's packed to run away with is a sword and a skateboard. And I love this tape because, not a real sword pony,
okay.
Like a toy sword.
Gotcha.
I think it's a Minecraft sword. But what I love is the pure frustration in the dad's voice. And Oscar, you're not a father, but you will someday, maybe be. And you'll know this tone when you get to this level.
Dad, I'm running away.
Dawson, what are you doing?
You said you don't love me.
Dawson, I never said I didn't love you.
Yes, you did.
I said turn off your PlayStation. It's time for bed. It's not the same thing. Get in here. And how are you going to run away with a Minecraft sword and a skateboard? Come on. Get back in here.
Guarantee you mom's out of town.
That is so accurate.
It is, though, isn't
my
it?
My mom, when I ran away from home and I walked all the way to Georgia Avenue and looked at the left and looked to the right and walked right back home.
Yes.
I said, Mom, I ran away. Something along those lines. Mm-hmm. And she like didn't even acknowledge it. She's like, where? You're here. And if you're going to leave, just leave. Don't make a big production.
See, here's the problem. You didn't bring a skateboard. That means you didn't
and
mean
a Minecraft sword.
Minecraft sword.
I'm running away. You know we're going to run away with this belt.
So you still have the Peloton, right?
Oh, yeah. I stare at it. I stare at it.
And they have the instructors on it that talk to you, right, to get you like through the
– Yeah, video. It's either live or it's pre-taped, but usually the live ones that get me going.
This was on Instagram. Apparently, one of the Peloton instructors, and I don't know if they're vetted or if they're independent guys or whatever.
They're hired by they're the cream of the crop.
Well, if I'm to believe this Instagram post, this guy was a Peloton instructor, and his Peloton pep talk was not standard.
Babe, you did not survive a pandemic to fake an orgasm, okay? So you got two options. A little bit of show and tell, a little bit of communication. You get naked, you're like, hey, let's try some things. And like, if you like it, say so. And if I like it, I'll say so. You communicate. Use words. Harder, slower, softer, faster. You know what I'm saying? If it doesn't work out, he's got to go.
So, do you think perhaps that's not a real Peloton instructor? It was spelled out to me that it was just an inappropriate one.
I could see the conversation if he's talking to his core audience.
Right.
Hey, you need a certain type of lover.
Yeah.
But this is why I'm not shocked about this. There's different subject matter.
Right.
And one time one of the start instructors was talking about how, you know, it's about the grind and getting where you got it. So it was that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's on brand with what you're going to hear, but if the core audience is women.
Yeah.
I just hope Shannon never heard this.
Shannon's the one who sent it to me. So I don't know.
No wonder she's been in a terrible mood the last 2 days.
So this is from TikTok. This is a guy that did a 4-part series I like. He kind of decodes corporate speak. And luckily, at Podcast Village and Podville Media, we don't have to deal with a lot of nonsense. But I've been in situations, especially I talked to my father, when you're in the corporate world, people use that corporate speak all the time. This guy is pretty on point.
Corporate Translation Guide, Part 2.
This is a fast-paced work environment. You work weekends. We have a relaxed company culture. You can wear a t-shirt, but we still suck. Our employees must be flexible. You will do 3 people's jobs. You're on mute. I can't believe we are a year into this and you still can't use Zoom. This company has huge opportunity for growth. We pay in food scraps. Can I pick your brain on this? Please do my job for me. Let's get our ducks in a row. Our ducks are very much not in a row. I want to leverage your synergies. Bro, what?
I want to leverage your synergies.
They got me till the tail end. You're still on mute. That's a given.
That is really solid. Yeah, we deal with that a lot.
Remember Dirk? We talked to you a couple days ago.
Dirk with his magic Bluetooth headphones. Oh, you know, I actually wanted to tell a story that but Dirk came on. Remember the car wash that used to be by Mike's house in Manassas, the
yes,
really good car wash?
Really good car wash.
It was excellent. And what would happen is, you know, you go in and then the car would get on a slow conveyor belt and they'd do all the detailing and you're like in a waiting room. I was talking to my dad on the phone. And as the phone got closer, as the conveyor belt was going through, all of a sudden I couldn't hear my dad on the phone. And I said, I wonder what and I stopped and I heard booming through the stereo of my car, my father, because the Bluetooth had picked up and synced. And so in the huge car wash area, I hear, hello, 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 hello. And anyway, that's so fun. Be careful with your Bluetooth. Let us close with this. Movie mythology, Oscar. Do you know what today is? Of course, today is January. Is it 3rd?
Mm-hmm. No, it's the 4th.
January 4th.
Yes.
I was right on the tape is right. I was not right. Yesterday was January 3rd. That's what I was thinking. And in the movie Superbad, when you see McLovin's ID.
Yes.
Yesterday was McLovin's 40th birthday, if you go by movie lore. And here's the greatest thing is that Seth Rogen tweeted happy birthday to McLovin, who turned 40 yesterday. So let us close with this great moment from the film Superbad.
Wait, you changed your name to McLovin? McLovin? What kind of a stupid name is that, Fogel? What, are you trying to be an Irish R&B singer?
Oh, they let you pick any name you want when you get down there.
And you landed on McLovin?
Yeah, I was between that and Muhammad.
Why would it be between that or Muhammad? Why don't you just pick a common name like a normal person?
Muhammad is the most commonly used name on Earth.
Fogel, have you ever actually met anyone named Muhammad?
Have you actually ever met anyone named McLovin?
Give me that. You look like a future pedophile in this picture, number one. Number two, it doesn't even have a first name. It just says McLovin.
What? What name? Who are you, Seal?
Happy birthday, McLovin. That is your digital dumpster. Have a great and safe weekend, everybody. That's it, folks. Thanks for joining us for another perfect episode
of
the Mike O'Mara
Show.
Oh, and thank you to my son, Robert. Good luck, buddy. I love you so bad. Don't forget, you can always reach us. Messages for the weekly mailbag. Remember, this week is another edition of People Suck. So if you have a reason why people suck, you got to send it to me, Rob with two B's at MikeOMaraShow.com. Our mailing address is TMOS, Post Office Box 32101, Washington, D.C. 20007. Please send us things. And don't forget to spend some time at MikeOMaraShow.com. Thank you for listening and join us again on Monday when Mike will return for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show. For Mike O'Mara and Oscar Santana, this is Rob Spiewak saying so long, everybody.
Ciao, ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.